This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Surrounding a gruesome murder in Idaho of four students. We'll talk about that. Boy, it's puzzling, and I looked into some of that today. And then also what's happening politically speaking as the stage is set, or is it, for 2024? Mitch McConnell easily winning re-election as the Senate minority leader because the Republicans lost the Senate. The House is a different story, and what's going on there with Kevin McCarthy. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, just another day in the great United States. I was talking to somebody today about living here and getting ready for Thanksgiving, which, of course, is a wonderful, wonderful thing, but really sad for some families who have been through the ringer these last couple of days, that's for sure. And especially when you talk about those four students, the mystery of what happened to them, murdered in the middle of the night over the weekend, and nothing but questions surrounding what happened there, and a lot of police footwork happening as well, with some help hopefully from the public as they've set up tip lines and that kind of thing, because nobody has been picked up yet at this point. And some of what is known is that a knife was used, and that it also looks like nobody broke in, but it is absolutely not being ruled a murder-suicide. That the way that it looks from the crime scene is that they were absolutely murdered. And hours before, there is video of two of the young girls who are out with other young people, and they're at a food truck getting food and taking pictures and whatnot. So really, really sad, sad, sad story that just continues to be really, really a mystery for those who knew the students, for other students on the campus of the University of Idaho who are, in many cases, scared out of their minds and listening to what some of them are saying and have been heard saying. But, two other roommates were home during the murder of the four Idaho students, another thing that came out. So there were other people that were there in the house that they were all in at the time that they were renting. So, and then there's now this story of some new video that shows a mystery man kind of lingering near those two Idaho students while they were near that food truck that I mentioned. So was it a random killing and somebody stalking and coming to the place, trailing them back or not? But the fear in that community is incredibly heightened. Police do not have a suspect. They are on the hunt, but they do not have a suspect at this time. They know that there's an edged weapon that was used, and there was massive amounts of blood at the scene, but they don't have the weapon, and they have not been able to pick up anyone for this murder. What a really sad, sad thing to happen. As I said, here we are getting ready for the holidays. Any time would be a bad time, but really, really rough for those families, that's for sure. There was a settlement reached in Louisville, a $2 million settlement with Breonna Taylor's boyfriend. What a terrible saga that was, as we all know. But this just happened, or just was released this week, a day or so ago, that somebody that was representing the boyfriend, Kenneth Walker, an attorney representing him, couldn't really confirm the settlement or the specifics of it, but it has been leaked that there was a settlement of around $2 million that has now been reached as a result of a lawsuit. Walker and his girlfriend, Breonna Taylor, were asleep on March 13th of 2020 when Louisville officers attempted to serve a search warrant as part of a narcotics investigation. Walker has said he thought an intruder was breaking in, fired a single shot that hit one of the officers. Taylor was shot to death when police returned fire. And, of course, as we all know, it set off protests not just in Louisville but across the country in 2020 over the killing of Breonna Taylor, and there were other incidents that had happened in other places in the United States, of course, and then that was the powder keg, one of the powder keg moments, and now here is this settlement. Walker claiming his rights were violated when officers obtained and approved the material falsely for the search warrant, failed to announce before they entered the apartment, and then used excessive and unreasonable force. So also in that, he claimed Louisville police policies, customs, and practices led to all of those violations. So that is wrapped up, so to speak, at least litigation-wise, in the saga of what unfolded for him, Kenneth Walker, just a handful of years ago. All right, also coming up on this show, we have a couple of interesting conversations to happen because of the fact that we are so close to the holidays, right? So looking for gifts, looking for things to be able to put in stockings or gifts to give some of the favorite people in your life. We'll be talking to Joanne Butler, and we'll be talking to Gregory Patterson, Julie Russell as well for a couple of minutes here in our next few segments. But on another note, for many people, if you're out doing that shopping, the weather is a little different, isn't it? Because we've got snow that's happening across the country in some areas, especially in Buffalo, where they're predicting, you know, maybe 6 feet of snow in some areas. So snow and cold air coming and already hitting in some places over the Northeast, and temperatures have already plunged. I think in Minneapolis, I was looking and it was 4 degrees. 4 degrees. As somebody who's on the opposite end of that spectrum, and I have certainly been in 4 degree weather or felt like much colder than that, I don't miss starting the car in cold weather, right? You know, where you run out? I know many of you are doing that. You run out, you turn the key, and you wait. You go back into the house or into the garage, and you wait for a couple of minutes before you jump back in for whatever reason is of whether you're commuting, because there are actually people working from offices, dropping kids off, running errands, whatever it is you're doing. But for some places, it might not be snow that we're talking about. It just might be those incredibly cold, cold temperatures. And that is the beginning of what I call the cold season. So an unseasonable, chilly weather dominating the forecast since late last week in the Midwest and then areas of the Northeast. Hang with us.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
What's happened to one company, and did they defraud many, many, many people, and what is that all about? Talking about that in just a second here. But first, I really, really was horrified. I feel like I'm anchoring local news somewhere, opening up with some of the tragedies that are happening across the U.S., but I know that this is what a lot of people are talking about. It is always your fear, right, that you are going down a street and whether you're walking or driving and there's a wrong way driver who is headed towards you. Well, imagine you don't even see that happening. In California, a wrong way driver plowed into 25 law enforcement cadets. How does that happen? Five critically injured. It was going the wrong way, about 40 miles an hour, and they didn't see him. You know, they were running. They were working out, doing what they normally would do. It happened at 6:25 in the morning and on Wednesday, and firefighters that were very close by in a station heard this loud crash and immediately went to help the recruits, calling for backup. Then 20 law enforcement cars show up because many of them aren't very far from there, immediately on the scene. 16 of the cadets had minor injuries, 4 had moderate injuries, 5, like I said, critically injured, 2 had to be airlifted, the others were rushed to several hospitals. The driver was a 22-year-old who suffered just minor injuries. There were shots of him doing, taking a sobriety test, and he wasn't intoxicated based on the results of that. So the cause of the crash, not known, but he was in a southbound lane before he veered into a northbound lane, and some of the recruits say that they the car was moving around 40 miles an hour. That's how they're, and they'll measure all that, but that's what they felt like it was. That then it's a question of motive. Was it a motive thing? Was it an accidental thing? What was the reason? There was a girlfriend of one of the victims who told one of the Los Angeles news stations that she thought the recruits, and some of the recruits have said that they think the incident could have been intentional because they didn't believe the driver used his brakes, and that's what it looked like when the car was smashed, because he ultimately smashed into a pole. It just went straight into them, and you know the driver was still on the accelerator. So what was the, you know, again, what was the motivation for this? But just a terrible, terrible thing. Great that the responders were so close, and they were training when they were hit, when they were, you know, cut down. And the place is right there in Los Angeles. It's a town called Whittier. It's about 20 miles south of downtown Los Angeles, but just a terrible, terrible thing. There's been a lot of conversation about crypto lately, and you've got, you know, the Treasury Secretary who's weighing in on this and saying there has to be more crypto oversight. The Treasury Secretary, Janet Yellen, of course, because we've seen now these failures of, especially the big one, a major cryptocurrency exchange, and the impact for the investors for who have, you know, jumped on the crypto assets. There have been massive amounts of commercials that we've seen, especially the last Super Bowl, on cryptocurrencies. But the major cryptocurrency exchange, we've talked about this a little bit, FTX, filed for bankruptcy last week. It caused the $1 trillion market to falter. And it cost the former CEO, Sam Bankman-Fried, 94% of his personal fortune, right? So it's not about him, because there's questions about him. It's about all the other people that followed along. I mean, just a downward spiral. And then there's the question of how much money did Gisele Bündchen and Tom Brady have invested in this? If you remember some of those commercials, they were in the commercials and they were heavy investors into this particular cryptocurrency. And imagine all the people that felt like this was something safe, or maybe they thought it was a little bit risky, but felt like, based on what they were seeing and hearing, that, okay, I can jump on this. But that's the whole thing with crypto, is what is crypto? What is backing crypto? And it sounds good, right, in some ways when you're talking about digital currency. Oh, it's the future. We're seeing some really strange things happening in the tech world. And to me, this is just something else where we're talking about tech, and then we're talking about investing and taking bets, basically, on the future and what that's going to look like, and then what's backing that. And that's the whole thing. So Tampa Bay Buccaneers quarterback Tom Brady is among athletes named in a lawsuit because of the problems of this particular cryptocurrency. And, you know, this could have played into some of all the things that were happening, but, you know, outside of football, just another problem. But there is an Oklahoman who has filed a lawsuit against FTX and its founder and some of the celebrities due to what's happened with crypto, saying he thinks everybody got scammed, particularly he did, by the CEO and other athletes who promoted cryptocurrency. And this was one that was heavily, heavily promoted. So the list of celebrities is pretty long, but the real prominent ones are Tom Brady and Gisele Bündchen. They are heavily mentioned, and most of that, I think, has to do because they were really promoting that on those commercial spots. So watching for that ruling will be incredibly interesting, because what is that going to say about crypto? What are we seeing with the crypto markets? Now there's this call for oversight, And will that cool anybody who wants to jump on the possibility of crypto? You know, it's like I call it the world's largest craps table when we're talking about putting your money in the markets. And so many people who have 401ks who aren't necessarily making a ton of money, but they're making a decent living. They have this 401k, and it actually, of course, is helping them at the end of the rainbow when they decide to retire, because money has been doubled thanks to the some of the great companies they work for where they matched those investments. But then when the market goes down, that tanks some of what they're counting on. But as much as we can talk about the market and the volatility of the market, it still is backed by currency, very different from what we're talking about with crypto and the big gamble with crypto. And I know some people have been paid in crypto. I know people that are involved in crypto and are very high on it, and they definitely have cooled to some of what now they're starting to see. And they certainly, it's two different people I know. They don't have everything in their world in crypto. But is it the latest, greatest thing that just will never materialize to some of the hype and the high hopes that many, many people hold for cryptocurrency in trying to get away from, if we stick with the United States, you know, the dollar? It's like you look at the UK and you look at the inflation numbers, 11.1% inflation, a 41-year high is just looming right there, right? So that was also part of the lure of cryptocurrency, the Wild West, unregulated, right? That this was the place to go. This was the place to get away from massive regulation and focus on what's happening on the markets and how quickly we can see the dollar go up and down. But again, still our currency in the United States. So watch this one closely, that's for sure. Joanne Butler, my pal, is back. She's got some great hints on some things you can get somebody on your Christmas list.
From head to toe.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Barusso reporting. Amazon layoffs could total over 10,000 people. The layoffs, which could begin as soon as this week, target corporate employees and could primarily affect Amazon's devices business, which includes its hit Alexa products, as well as human resources and retail. Amazon has separately already started laying off contractors working in recruiting, according to other people. House Republicans are one seat away from majority control and will choose their leaders for the new Congress. Victories called on Monday night in Arizona, California, and New York gave the Republicans 217 seats to the Democrats' 205, according to the Associated Press. With 218 seats required for a majority, they were on track for a very narrow margin. House Republicans are moving forward with their leadership vote today, which could reveal how much resistance Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy faces within his own conference. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You can see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
And you know what? It's about beauty buys, and my goodness, are there so many beauty lovers out there. So who better to have on this show? We love it when we have her on, Joanne Butler. She's a lifestyle editor and founder and editor-in-chief of LifeMinute.tv. We know it. She's traveled all over the world covering beauty, fashion, music, design, wellness, and lifestyle trends. I could go on and on about her incredible resume and background. So it is the holiday season. It's here, and she's got the scoop on the hottest, most fabulous beauty buys of the season for all the beauty lovers on your list. I got a long list. You may, too. And so here she is, Joanne. Thanks, as always, for joining us.
Hey, Kate. Thanks for having me.
So let's talk about where do we start?
Yeah, well, let's start at the top with hair. If you really want to gift an amazing holiday hair product, you gotta know about Olaplex. It's the number one selling prestige hair brand in the U.S. last year and so far this year too. And Olaplex is really like the OG of bond building, which is basically a very scientific speak for rebuilding the damaged hair bonds in your hair. And they single-handedly created the bond building category, which is now all the rage. It's actually the most important thing for the strength and the health of your hair. But this is a really high-end brand with great prices. They use their exclusive patented technology, which is the main ingredient in their products. And they have this hair repair treatment kit, which is a top seller. And it comes with their number 3 hair perfector. Now, one of these is sold every 3.5 seconds. That's how popular this stuff is. And it just repairs your damaged hair, reduces breakage and split ends. It just makes hair stronger. The kit comes with their most powerful at-home bond-building treatments, as well as shampoo and conditioner. And it's just $62 at Sephora.com. So definitely got to check that out because it's a really, really good deal. They also have a Best of Bond Builders kit, which you can only get at your local salon nationwide. And this one protects your results between salon visits. has their most potent at-home repair treatments, a cleanse and conditioner sample set, and just gives you ultimate shine and smoothness. It's good for all hair types. And this one's $56. Again, for all these products in one little box, it's a great deal. You can get it at your local salon nationwide. Ooh. So Olaplex, check that out for the hair.
Love it. What else you got?
Let's talk skincare makeup, Merle Norman. Now, this is an amazing luxe brand. Again, great price points. They have some magical holiday goodies this year, starting with the 3 limited edition magical lip sets. They come in full sizes of their plush lip liner and lipstick, which has won a ton of awards. Their magical reds are perfect for owning that holiday red lip. And the set comes with the customer favorite called Power Play and a plush lip liner in Valentine, which was an Allure Magazine Beauty Award winner this year. They also come in precious pinks and sparkling red berries, and they're under $40, so this is great for getting that holiday red-pink lip going. And then Magical Cheek Set. This is a long-wearing blush. It comes with a highlighter, a double-ended brush that are only available in the set. Again, limited edition set. And then for skincare lovers, the Magical Skin Set. It comes with some fabulous anti-aging products like a dry oil serum, an eye treatment, an exfoliating charcoal scrub. And then lastly, everyone's favorite, Merle's Pearls, comes in these beautiful little boxes, as you can see. This just gives you a dreamy translucent satin finish, just like the final touch for your holiday glow. Great for all skin tones. And these kits, again, truly amazing, prestige brand. Each holiday set coming in under $100, which is really a steal. And you can find Merle Norman Cosmetics online at MerleNorman.com and at Merle Norman Studios across the country. Again, get out there and shop them because limited time only. So you got to get them while they're still in stock.
Ooh, so I like that. Limited time only. Joanne, always great to have you on. Thanks for all these wonderful, wonderful products. And I do really seriously have a long list, so everybody else better hurry up and get there because I'm going to beat you to it.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Happy shopping.
Yeah, you too. Happy holidays.
All right, so I love it. You know, suggestions, anything, right? Because if you're like me, that's what you're looking for. And in those cases, there you go, for people who definitely are looking for anything beauty-wise. So for any of the women on your list, absolutely, that's something to look at. The Republicans don't have to worry about the House anymore. It is official. Wednesday, it became official, finally, the 2022 midterm elections. So the balance of power in Washington, you've got the Senate the way of the Democrats, and you have the House the way of the Republicans. This counting stretching for over a week, the Republican Party formally captures those 218 House seats that they needed to claim that majority after just, 4 years out of power. So 6 close races that were undecided, right? Still determining the final size of that majority. Still much narrower than they had expected, but they still, the Republicans still maintain the balance of power there. Kevin McCarthy said the era of one party Democrat rule in Washington is over, and you know, now it's about moving forward. So the victory of Congressman Mike Garcia in California officially pushed the Republicans into the majority. Kind of an anticlimactic finish, you would say. Really, that's what these midterms, it's crazy with waiting for the trickling results to come out, but it's happened. So, as I mentioned, in the Senate, the Democrats have control of the chamber, which had been split 50-50, and they may expand that majority depending on what happens in Georgia on December 6th with Senator Raphael Warnock, the Democrat, who is in a runoff election against Herschel Walker, the Republican former football star. That was way too close to call. Neither one had 50%, so you all know that's why that boomeranged into that. So interesting to look at what we were talking about heading into the midterms, especially, I know I was talking about a lot, inflation, the highest in, you know, 40 years, what was happening with the economy, people being fed up. But the Democrats actually had their strongest showing in a presidential midterm in the last two decades, right? Where you're talking about after 2 years ago, what happened, the campaign, et cetera, and then Biden becoming president. It's certainly not a referendum on anything you would call democratic rule, but it was choices that were made where some of the extremism on the Republican side was completely rejected. So then it becomes the question of how interesting is this? What happens in these next couple of years in the run-up to the presidential election? And who on the Republican side is going to announce they're running? Because I think there's going to be a handful of people at least. We know the first one in is the former president, Donald Trump, and there's a lot of conversation about Trump and whether or not it's viable for him in these primaries that will come up, the Republican primaries. Will he actually win because of the people he endorsed who mostly, not all of them, but mostly lost their bids for office? It's interesting the people who worked with him and for him, what they've had to say lately. Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said on Wednesday that the Republicans need a leader who doesn't claim victimhood. And that was obviously a jab at the former prez, who has been referring to himself as a victim during he did that in his Tuesday night announcement speech in his run for president in 2024. He said, "We need more seriousness, less noise, and leaders who are looking forward, not staring in the rearview mirror claiming victimhood." That came through Twitter. And there is speculation that he will run for president too. So we'll see. Polling does show that Trump is losing his hold on the party's voters. There was an NBC News poll released last week that showed a number of Republicans support party over the former prez. But this is not when we're talking about, okay, here's your choices. Who from the menu, who are you picking? But about 62% of Republicans identify themselves more as supporters of the Republican Party than supporters of Trump in that NBC News poll. 30% of the Republicans identify themselves as supporters of Trump over the Republican Party. And then you have the 4% where they're just in the middle and sort of undecided. I think the rising star, without a doubt, is Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. He is a potential rival against Trump, but he just on Wednesday was saying, when he was asked about running for president, because there's so much speculation, for everybody to just calm down, and that he just was reelected governor of Florida and the focus is on Florida. So he, as much as these polls are mentioning him and there's a lot of this speculation, he's not biting on it yet at this point. And if he does announce, I don't think it's going to happen anytime soon. I think he's going to let things play out. And then, of course, there's that courting period. If the Republican Party sees that there's more and more interest in him, there'll be more and more conversations with some of the top Republicans trying to get him, to get his temperature and get him to perhaps run. So fascinating what will happen, I think, for the Democrats and also for the Republicans. But we still got 2 years on that. More Christmas suggestions coming up next.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113, drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Favorite people are joining us on the show. You got to think about this. Nails, beauty lovers out there, hair, holiday season. We're right here. So we're joined by celebrity hairstylist and DIY color and styling expert Gregory Patterson and DIY nail expert Julie Russell. Both have been on the show. They're tremendous, from Sally Beauty, to get the scoop on hot holiday hair and nail trends. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning. Thanks for having us again.
Yeah, both of you are just wonderful. So I guess what I'll do is I'll start with you, Greg. So lay it on us. What are some of the things, what are some of the secrets we need to be doing that can help us during the holiday season?
Yeah, like I feel like the holiday season is our most photographed season of the year. So it's all about looking polished and glossy and luxe. And the way to achieve that this season is with our newest brand at Sally Beauty called Bombar. It is our strengthening, repairing, and bonding system. It's a 4-step hair care system that gives you instant bonding, instant hydration, instant ease of detangling when your hair is wet, so no more snapping and pulling and popping. And this is going to be the catalyst, the foundation of glossy locks. Also, hair color. Get your hair color at Sally Beauty this season. With over 1,200 shades and 950 of those that are gray coverage, you have your perfect hue to be photographed in this season. And one of the trends is copper, copper, copper. It is juicy, it's rich, it's vibrant, and it's at Sally Beauty. And of course, we know that sometimes during the holiday season, styling, we're going to be short on time. So our Ion Luxe Supercharged Hair Dryer is going to get your locks dried super quickly while maintaining the integrity of your hair. And the viral sensation that is the Ion 4-in-1 Auto Wrap Air Styler. get to Sally Beauty. Get this on your shopping list. Ask anybody for this tool or be the best gift giver. This will automatically wrap your hair around the barrel, creating the most beautiful polished curls, waves, and full delicious hair.
Ooh, that sounds good. I'm going to tell my family that's what I want. And then plus,
yes.
copper is now stuck in my head. So
yeah.
I think I'm going to head there myself. All right, Julie Russell, again, when it comes to nails, you are absolutely the queen of it. So tell us about nail trends and what are some great gifting options?
Yeah, so this season, we're seeing a lot of bejeweled 3D decor. Of course, it's the season for sparkle. We're seeing a lot of metallic and frosty finishes. Color gradients are super popular, and we're also seeing the resurgence of the French tip, and this time it's in a chevron variant, which is super cool and edgy. And at Sally Beauty, we have dozens upon dozens of shades of dip powder, gel polish, all the nail tools and treatments you need to create a salon quality manicure at home or to gift to the beauty lovers on your list. My favorite right now is the Beauty Secrets Dip Powder. It is so easy to use. You do not need a UV light. You just dip your nail into the powder for a long-lasting up to 6 weeks manicure. And we have 20 shades of this. So it is a great option for maybe yourself or if you're gifting anybody on your list. And I also really love the Naturalism by Finger Paints gel line. It is eco-friendly and it's plant-based, so it's a polish you'll love and you can feel good about using too. And if you're in a rush this season, I highly recommend press-ons. Sally Beauty has great options in store and online. You can just pop on these press-on nails and you have an instant manicure so you can head off to your holiday party.
Great tip.
Yeah, that is a great tip. Press-ons are good.
Yeah.
And dip powder that lasts 6 weeks, that's tremendous.
I wish you could see Julie's nails right now. Like, I'm looking at them. She has this 3D magic going on. They are so gorgeous. So get into that 3D trend, y'all. It looks so cool.
Awesome. So we know, head to Sally Beauty. That's where all of this, all these products we're talking about that you can get. And again, you two are wonderful. Happy, happy holidays, Julie Russell and Gregory Patterson. Tremendous always to have you on. Thank you.
Thank you for having us again.
You.
Happy holidays.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. My work is done. Skin, nails, and hair. You heard from Joanne Butler, and you heard from Gregory Patterson and Julie Russell. So there you go, guys. Put that down. Scribble down some of those notes, and you're good to go. Jay Leno, not good to go. Really crazy what happened with him. He had been fixing this 1907 white steam car. Because, you know, he's a car freak, and he has Jay Leno's garage, and he's talked about that for a long time, and people follow him, and he's actually really knowledgeable about the car and this car, et cetera. It had a clogged fuel line, and there was a fuel leak and gas sprayed on his face and hands. There was a spark set him on fire, actually. He's really lucky there was someone there. A friend was with him who was able to smother the flames, or his injuries could have been worse. So he was taken to the burn center right away, and apparently he's walking around making jokes and talking to people. And he said, oh, I'll be back in a couple of weeks. And his doctors are telling him, you might have to walk that back just a little bit more. He's already had some surgery, had second-degree burns and some maybe third-degree burns. A plastic surgeon who specializes in that kind of thing for burn injured patients said that one surgery's done so far, and they were significant burns, and that he's got more treatment and a second surgery for later this week, because you have those deep second-degree burns and then possibly some of those third-degree burns to the face, hands, and chest. And some of the burns, I guess, to the face are a little bit deeper and more concerning. And then on top of that, the thickness of his skin was injured. So, you know, they do, as many of you are aware of burns, they do grafting procedures, and that's one of the things that's they're working on here. And you, so you're putting other things on some of those burn areas to accelerate that healing. And then you've got also hyperbaric oxygen therapy, which is a treatment that increases oxygen to those areas to speed up the healing. The good news is that there was no evidence of any kind of nerve damage. But, boy, that would be unnerving, wouldn't it? can you imagine, you're standing there, it's great that his friend acted fast, but he's got about 180 exotic cars and 160 motorcycles. He's got this incredible garage, and he shows it off during his show, so you probably, if you've watched it all, I have, you've seen shots of it. It's a 122,000 square feet garage, and wow, so that was a crazy thing that happened there. I'm very, very lucky that someone was happened to be there too. NASA launched finally its massive Artemis 1 moon rocket early on Wednesday. So now we're a little bit closer to landing on the lunar surface for the first time in 50 years. You have to go back to the Apollo program for that. So it's a 322-foot space launch system rocket. It's really a cool-looking rocket. And it took off. So NASA had the two-hour window to send it into orbit. Technical problems delayed the launch time. All the elements were a go, you know, finally, because that's the whole thing. And it... right before liftoff, it was, you know, here we go, 50 years, and all the scrubbing and delays that have happened four times this year, twice the technical problems, once a hurricane, once a tropical storm, and now it was ready to go. So, you know, the Artemis 1 launch sends an empty capsule around the moon for the first time in 50 years, and it's expected to last 4 to 6 weeks and end with a splashdown ultimately in the Pacific Ocean. So what does it cost? $4.1 billion, that's the mission. And the idea is to test the heat shield during reentry, especially. If it is successful, four astronauts will be able to strap in the next time around for the moonshot in 2024. And then a lunar landing of two astronauts a year or two later. So, wow, that first step in getting back to the moon with the launch of this, I mean, think about that. 50 years later, it's crazy what, besides the goal, it's crazy of what it takes. 8.8 million pounds of thrust exerting more power, I was reading some of the NASA statistics, than any rocket ever. Can you imagine traveling 280,000 miles from Earth, flying farther than any craft built for humans ever, 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 ever? So a successful return, that's what they're hoping for in this one. We're out of time. The music says we got to skedaddle after this first hour of the show. Thanks to all of you for listening to it, and a tip of the cap to Nathan Reeder for his fine work on the technicals. Make it count, everybody.
Feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. Drinksupertea.com.